Just one halakha from the Gemara Shabbat Taf Yud Daled. There the Gemara quoted a rabbi called Rav Parnach that taught one should not hold the Sefer Torah Arum, meaning that he's touching the Sefer Torah scrolls without anything interfering, meaning barehanded, touching directly the scrolls themselves. He says that anybody that does that, God forbid, loses the mitzvah that he was involved in while rolling the Sefer Torah directly. For example, if he was learning at that time and he was touching the scrolls of the Sefer Torah while learning, he loses that mitzvah of learning. Of Tosafot says, well, for example, let's say he was showing the Sefer Torah to the Sibur or rolling it up after they were finished reading it, so he loses that mitzvah called Gililah. Does this have application today? It does indeed. Maran in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin Halakha Aleph clearly writes, and I quote, Asur le'echod Sefer Torah Arum be'lo mitpachat. It's forbidden to come in direct contact with the scrolls of the Sefer Torah unless you have a mitpachat. Mitpachat would be like a handkerchief or a sheet that we have over the Sefer Torah, that we use it to turn the Sefer Torah. Sometimes you see people use their talit in order to grab the scrolls of the Sefer in order to turn it. But one should not touch the Sefer Torah with bare hands. And the question is, what if he made Netilat Yadayim first? Which means, according to the Gemara, it seems the whole issue here was a law of Tum'ah, that they wanted a person to treat the Sefer Torah with respect, therefore touching it barehanded, maybe with dirty hands, is not respectful. But let's say you make the Tilat Shadayim first. The guy went, he washed his hands first. Is it then permissible to touch the scrolls of the Sefer Torah? According to Shulchan Aruch, it still is forbidden. It does not make a difference. Even if you made Netilat Shadayim, one should not come in direct contact with the scrolls themselves. So the next question is, does this apply to Megillat Esther? That's the only other Sefer that we really have that's written in a scroll form. Does it apply? Halakha says it does apply as well. And therefore, Hakam Avadya writes, the Kaf Ha'im says, that one should make Netilat Shadayim first before he comes in contact with his Megillat Esther when he's reading it. Now, of course, for a Sefer Torah, we said Netilat Shadayim does not help. But to Megillat Esther, we can be more lenient, because there's opinions to say that Netilat Shadayim does help. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, when one is dealing with the Sefer Torah, specifically when he's doing a mitzvah, for example, reading from the Sefer Torah, or rolling the Sefer Torah in order to show it to the Sibur, and other cases where, let's say, a Sofer is correcting the Sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah, one should refrain from touching the Sefer Torah directly, even if he just made Netilat Shadayim. He should come in contact with it either with the mitpahat, which is the handkerchief we said, or with his talit, to use it to roll the scrolls. However, by Megillat Esther, although we are strict that one should not come in direct contact with the Megillah when he's reading it, touching the scroll itself, however, if he makes Netilat Shadayim first, he has no problem.